Dreamscape presents A Crafter Knits a Clue, a Handcrafted Mystery by Holly Quinn. Narrated by Kristen Price. Chapter 1. It was yet another gray and colorless Wisconsin day, and Samantha Kane peeked out the front display window of the community craft store, urging the sun to make an appearance. Well, at least spring would be showing up inside, if not outdoors. She turned and lifted her round hazel eyes in search of Carter. She found him perched on the top step of the ladder, stretching a long arm to hang a colorful umbrella from the ceiling. Spring Fling, an annual event and parade held the second Saturday in April, designed to drag the community out of the long winter hibernation, was fast approaching, and Samantha wanted her shop to look seasonally festive. "Over here, Sammy?" Carter balanced on one foot, hooking the umbrella to its final destination with one hand. "Sure." Sammy brushed auburn bangs away from her eyes. "Please be careful. I don't want you to fall." She loved that he called her by her childhood nickname. Even though she was 15 years his senior, they had a great rapport because of his older sister, Kate Allen. Carter's sister had been Sammy's best friend since grade school. When Sammy had returned to the small town of Hartsford, Wisconsin to attend Kate's funeral, she had realized Kate's store, the town's favorite gathering place, Community Craft, would be closed permanently. The shock of losing Kate was hard enough. The tight-knit community couldn't lose the store, too. Kate and her store had brought everyone together through the selling of handmade goods. Knit items, homemade soaps, handcrafted wooden furniture, wood-burned plaques, quilts, hand-sewn garments and doll dresses, pottery. Anything that was handmade by people in the community was sold at Community Craft. The store even had a section with books for sale, and Kate had held book signings for local authors. The sales weren't the most important part of the shop, though. It was the numerous fundraisers and community efforts that made it thrive. When Jane Nelson fell ill with cancer, local quilters had come together at the store to piece together a blanket to bring her comfort. When Miles Danbury lost his job, people had bought his handcrafted wooden furniture to help him pay his bills. He was never late on his mortgage, and most importantly, kept his dignity. When Bob Duck's brother went missing, the whole town had met at Community Craft to hand out flyers to start a search team. The knitting group supplied the local hospital with soft-knit hats and booties for the new babies born in Hartsford. Whatever the townspeople had needed, the store had provided. So when Kate had died in a freak accident, Sammy wouldn't let Community Craft close. No, she hadn't allowed that to happen. She had taken over the store in hopes of eventually selling it to someone who would keep her friend's legacy alive. Yet 3 years later, she was still running the shop on Main Street. Happenstance. The last thing in the world she ever thought she'd do was retail. And yet, here she was. Sammy looked up at the high school basketball star, grateful he was on the ladder so she didn't have to overcome her fear of heights, at least for today. She knew it wouldn't last, though. With the basketball team heading to the championships, she'd have to prioritize Carter's help for the next few days, since she would only have him for a few hours after school each day. His cell phone buzzed, and after he had secured the umbrella to the ceiling, Carter sat atop the ladder with his legs hanging at length off each side. Sammy shook a warning finger at him to not waste time on the phone. She had a feeling she would be working a few late hours this week to prepare for Spring Fling. Maybe it was time to hire additional staff. Sammy just wasn't sure she could afford it. With the holiday season over and folks still paying off their Christmas debt, the end of winter was seasonally slow. Carter interrupted her thoughts. He cupped his hand over the phone to shield the person on the other end from hearing. "It's Ingrid. She wants to know if I can come over and help hang a knit afghan in the window." Sammy grunted aloud. The new neighbor who owned the yarn supply shop a few doors down on Main Street seemed to think